My name is Maryam Noor. That is my Islamic name. But my legal name is Margaret Templeton. I was born in Scotland to a house which was atheist. In our house, we were not allowed ever to speak about God. And even if we learned something in school, we were not allowed to say anything or we would be punished. For as long as I can remember, I learned to read when I was about 3. For as long as I can remember, I have been seeking the truth about why I am in this world. What am I here for? What am I supposed to do?
We have a pleasant interruption for 1 minute. Alhamdulillah.
Is she too close?
No. We've had some incredible things happen, and without any delay, because the brother, he wants to be a Muslim. Oh.
Takbir!
Allahu Akbar.
Takbir!
Allahu Akbar.
Takbir!
Can I repeat after me? Okay, say Ashadu.
Ashadu.
Allah.
Allah.
Ali. Ashadu Allah.
Ashadu Allah.
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 Illallah.
Illallah.
Ashadu.
Ashadu.
Anna,
Anna,
a Mohammedan,
a Mohammedan,
Rasulullah.
Rasulullah.
Say, I declare,
I declare,
there is only one God,
there is only one God,
and Mohammed,
and Mohammed,
is the final messenger,
the final messenger.
Allahu Akbar. I say it all the time. This amazing. Allah is the greatest. And you know that's the reaction. The only reaction that needs to be and the only thing that needs to be said is that the creator of the seven heavens is amazing. He made this gentleman come up. And after the sister speaks, we'll get the brother to say a few words and explain to us a little bit. Okay, she said let him speak now. We'll give him a few minutes and he can tell us. I never met him, so let me sit down and listen.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
I came up here out of my own will to share a few words. I felt as though I needed to explain this to everyone. In fact, I was born Muslim. I'm an Arab. My name is Yusuf. Okay? My mother is Christian. My father is Muslim. I grew up here in Canada. My background is Kuwaiti. And I wanted to share with everyone my experiences that I've learned growing up. As a young boy, I was brought up upon the Islamic faith. I wasn't strict about it. My father wasn't strict about it. He didn't enforce many of the rules upon me, as he allowed me to choose on my own path. And as I grew, I started to learn more and more about Islam. And I started to appreciate its values and the beliefs behind it. I experienced a few things in my life that brought me to a turning point. I went very, very far and I almost felt as though I hit rock bottom, the end. Until something showed me that there was a truer meaning out there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to me. He showed me that life has its own meaning and life can be so beautiful when you understand what path it is you need to take. I thank Allah, alhamdulillah, for showing me the true path that I should stray to go upon so that inshallah I may end in Jummah one day. Excuse me, I'm kind of nervous. After realizing that it was the path that I needed to take, I tried my very best to learn and to be devoted to whatever I learned next. I had to thank my friends, my family, their families for showing me. And I guess the part that makes me feel good the most is the fact that whatever I've learned, as little as it may be, I feel devoted to it. Because I feel as though no one has told me to learn this. I need to find this out on my own. And when you figure out things on your own, And when you have the desire to learn on your own, your heart opens and the meaning stays with you forever. Thank you. That's what I wanted to say. Appreciate it. Assalamu alaikum.
I was born to a house where God was not allowed to be spoken about. As soon as I became old enough, I began to search for some information about this person called God that other people mentioned. And all through my life, I have been seeking the truth. Not a particular religion, but the truth. Something which made sense to me, and something which opened my heart, and something which made my life worthwhile. I have been in practically every church in the kingdom, both here and at home. It never occurred to me to think about Islam. I became interested in Islam when the war took place in Iraq, and I read the terrible things that were being said in the papers about Muslims. And I was sufficiently well educated about other religions to know that these things were not true, that lies were being told. And so I went seeking for a teacher who could teach me something about the Islamic way of life so that I would be able to refute these things that were being said about Muslims, which were wrong, which were lies, and which came from Shaitan, or Satan, as I called him there. I have always made it my, one of the things that I do is I talk to everyone. I want to smile at everyone and say hello and how are you and what is your day like, just to help their day along. Because Jesus spread happiness wherever he was. And at that time I was a Roman Catholic, but I was very unhappy. And I left the church. And I didn't know where to go. At the same time as I was seeking for a teacher in Islam, I was praying constantly all day to God, help, 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 over and over and over all day for almost 2 years, because I did not know what to do, where to go. A friend of a friend of a friend brought me the name of an alim, I think, a scholar. His name was Nuruddin, and he was an Arabic born in this country, and he lived in Ajax. And he invited me to come to his house, which I did, and he told me what books to buy. And I could call him if I had questions. And that was our relationship. There were 7 volumes of this book. It was a commentary on the Quran. Very excellent. And if I could remember its name, I would tell you. But being one of the older ones, one of the less beautiful ones, I cannot always remember everything. So I started to study. I opened the first book, I read the acknowledgement, and then I didn't start from the back, because I didn't know that. I started from the front, and I was immediately in Al-Baqarah. Is this correct? Yes. And before Al-Baqarah, there was Al-Fatiha. Al-Fatiha? Yes. And I read Al-Fatiha. And it was as though I were struck by lightning. Tears poured from my eyes. Tears like Niagara Falls. My heart beat very quickly. I was sweating, I was shaking like this. I was afraid that this was Shaitan, that he was trying to stop me because I have found a way where, because this book might give me the way to truth, which is what I was seeking. So I called my teacher and he said, come, I want to see you. So I went out to Ajax in the dead of winter on the boat train, and I arrived there like a block of ice. But a little suffering is nothing for Allah, as I found. And I explained my experience to my Alan. I said, is this Shaitan? What should I do? One of the things that took place during this tears was that I saw my heart. I could see my heart out here. Bright red, very large, and rather round. Not shaped like a heart at all. And I was a little frightened, and I told him. And I said, what do you think I should do? And he said to me, Margaret, he said, you are going to become a Muslim. And I said, but I am not reading these books in order to become a Muslim. I am reading them in order to be able to refute the lies that are being told about our Muslim people. I don't want to become a Muslim. And he said, well, Margaret, you are going to become a Muslim. Because I must tell you that there has been divine intervention in your life. I was 65 years old. I am now 66. I have been a Muslim for 1 year. I went on studying with the Alan from about November to February. And I could not wait any longer to do my shahada. And I asked him, do you think it is too soon for me to come? Because I really don't want to be a Muslim, but I'm sure I will learn and that God will forgive me that I have not appreciated this great gift that he gave me. I was not capable of appreciating it. I was too small, too much a sinner to appreciate this great gift that God had given me. And he said, no, come on Friday, the 11th of February, 2003. And he sat about where you are, and I sat about here. He never touched me in all the time that I was with him. And he very seldom looked at me, and he was dressed completely in white from head to toe. And he frightened me a little bit because he was so young. He was only about 27. But very, very knowledgeable. And he said, repeat after me, exactly as you said to the young man, Ashhadu, and so on. And this is what I did. And then I said to him, what did I say? And he told me in English what I said. And I said, then I am a Muslim. And he says, yes. And your name is Maryam. I cannot say that I am a good Muslim. I found it extremely difficult. I lost all my Catholic friends, all the friends that I taught with. My daughter thinks that I am crazy. My son is the only one who believes that I may have found the truth. And he is the only one, I think, at the moment, who may become a Muslim. The second thing which makes my life very difficult is that I live in a secular world, not in a Muslim world. And I long with all my heart to live in a Muslim world, to have a Muslim community. I am the only Muslim in the seniors' residence where I live. But Allah has been very good to me. And although there are difficulties, I'm happy. I'm studying. I'm not praying very well. I pray everything in English. Because of my age, I cannot remember the recitation, so I use a book. And it says in my instructions that anybody who looks at a book while they are saying Salat, the Salat becomes null and void. So I ask Allah to please remember Allah, most merciful, most compassionate one, that I am really only a baby, but I am a 65-year-old baby. And I have little difficulties, and you must help me. And this is one of the ways he is helping me. Thank you.
Takbir!